Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Farrell's here. God, we're getting fairly used to playing the Greeks, aren't we?
We are. We've got two nice ones coming up this week. So on Friday, and again this day week, the Irish women's team playing Greece in the Nations League. And massive games, Gavin,
that's
to be honest
with you.
Better
luck than the men did against them.
Well, we hope now we need to turn a corner here with the women's side, because we've got a slow enough start. And so the game on Friday, it's an earlier start, I should tell our listeners as well. It's on RT2 and the player from 3 o'clock the coverage begins, so much, much earlier than normal. And radio coverage on Radio 1 Extra.
I see a school half day coming as well.
Do you? just two League of Ireland base players in the squad, Shelburne's Avian Clancy and Rusha Littlejohn, who is now playing for Shamrock Rovers. Got a brilliant goal at the weekend actually against Galway United, scored from the halfway line. Clancy's only 21, back in the squad for the first time since making her debut under Vera Powell in 2022. She's been speaking with Tony O'Donoghue and started talking about how she got this chance under new manager Carla Ward.
I'd seen her be at the President's Cup, and our manager Owen had said that they'd be watching her first few games and that, so that was obviously brilliant. It's not an added incentive, but you're thinking this is an opportunity that she's looking at what's in the league and she's fresh in, so you're able to try and make an impact, I suppose, straight away. So yeah, it's brilliant that she's keeping a close eye on the quality within the league, because there's definitely a good few players in there that might be pushing to make it into the squad.
You have been in a squad before, but it's 2022, I think.
Yeah, it would have been directly after the World Cup qualified.
So what has changed in your game, do you think? Like, why now?
I think it's probably a mix of things. I'm definitely more mature. I'm in a better place coming into camp now than I would have been when you're like 17 or so. A bit more football under my belt, more experience. I think I've really been pushing hard and trying to like really boost my game, so probably hit a good run of form, and that's, you know, what's got me in here.
There's also some big rugby games this weekend in the Champions Cup and the Challenge Cup. Leinster hooker Ronan Keller is in a race against time to be fit for Leinster's match in the last 16 with Harlequins. It's at Croke Park. He's stepped up his rehab from a neck injury, but a decision on his fitness won't be made until closer match day. Will Connors misses out with a shoulder injury. Dan Sheen, thankfully, has put his injury problems behind him, and he's hoping he can play his part in making up for a couple of near misses in this competition in recent years. He's speaking with Michael Corcoran.
I think it means an awful lot, obviously, what's gone on the last 3 years of coming up short on that final hurdle. But that just drives even harder, and I don't think we can dwell too much on the past. We've done everything we can, and sometimes you just come up short, and it's just the bounce of a ball on some occasions. But we need to just focus on one game at a time. I think we've done a good job of that in past seasons, and make sure we sort of continue to do that this season. So I think we're doing a good job so far.
Your mileage level is a bit down this year, if you understand what I mean. I mean, do you kind of feel as if you're almost, I don't want to say making up for lost ground, but you feel that you still have an awful lot left in you?
Yeah, I think it was nice getting that one game against the Stormers before the Six Nations, and then obviously coming through the Six Nations, I got a good bit of game time, and sort of nice to get that sort of match intensity and that match fitness back up. So I feel really good about my game and my body. I think it's getting there. Probably a few teething errors during the Six Nations personally, but I don't sort of dwell on that sort of stuff, and I think my body is pretty good, and my mind's even fresher. So I think personally I'm raring to go for the next couple of weeks, please God, and you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's Dan Sheen with Michael. You can watch Leinster and Harlequins in the Champions Cup on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff. It's on RT2 and The Player, and you can listen to radio coverage of Munster against La Rochelle that evening, 5:30 on Radio 1. Carlo have appointed Joe Murphy as their interim manager following the departure of Shane Curran last week. Carlo meet Meath in the Championship, the Leinster Championship, this weekend. New York hosts Galway on the same day, the Sunday, in the Connacht Championship. New York won their first ever game in the Provincial Championship in 2023, but since then they have come up short in the Tailteann Cup, a competition which they have targeted. Now, captain Shane Brosnan has been telling Áine Horrigan that while an upset this year looks a task beyond them, they still hope to make an impact in 2025.
Yeah, we know Galway's a strong test, and they have a lot of good players, and we're just hoping that playing a team like them, we can take a few things away from it, maybe learn a few things from the game and Tailteann Cup. That's our main goal for the year, is to get a good run in that at the end of the year. So hopefully we can take a few things from that game against Galway.
And as a New York native, you've balanced other commitments such as basketball and soccer. What motivated you to keep playing GAA?
I think my parents probably pushed it a lot. I was big into basketball and soccer when I was younger, but by the time I was 16, I probably knew that I wanted to play football more than anything else.
they must be very proud to be seeing you represent New York and, of course, be the captain of the panel.
Yeah, my dad is from Knocknagoshal and my mom's from Kess Island. There's big football background there, and they've always pushed it on me, and I've always enjoyed it. So
it's an annual sellout. Describe the atmosphere that we should expect to see.
Yeah, it'll be packed up here in Gaelic Park. Hopefully more New York fans than Galway fans, hopefully.
That is Shane. I had the good fortune of meeting his parents, and it's like they're still living in Kerry. You'd never know that they were in the Big Apple for most of their lives. That game is just a huge, huge draw. Thousands go from this country every year, and I believe it's sold out within a half an hour this time around as well. Finally, Irish sailors Rob Dixon and Sean Wadilove met a great start to the Princess Sophia Trophy at the Bay of Palma yesterday. They put themselves in contention with a win in race two in the 49er class. This is their first race for the next Olympic cycle, and of course the pair just missed out on a podium place in France and Marseille last summer. That's your sport for now.